In the depths of silence that sometimes envelops the human heart, a voice can emerge with a power that transforms entire lives. This is the story of Abraham, who would later be known as Abraham, a man whose destiny was marked by such a voice, a voice that did not vibrate in the air but resonated with clarity and authority within him, urging him to leave behind everything he knew. Abraham, regarded as the father of many nations, heard and followed a call that would lead him across deserts and unknown lands. It was not a common adventure, but a true path of faith and promises, where each step forward was guided by divine promises and visions of a grand future. His life, filled with challenges and blessings, would become the axis of a legacy that would endure through the generations. This account not only narrates his physical journey from Ur of the Chaldees to the promised land of Canaan, but also his spiritual crossing. Explore how an ordinary man, wrapped in the polytheistic culture of his time, transformed into the patriarch of three of the world's major religions. His story is a testimony to the power of faith and divine intervention in human affairs. Join me in this narrative, from the initial divine call to the culmination of a promise that extends beyond the stars. Abraham's life is intertwined with events that challenge our understanding of the possible and the impossible, inviting us to reflect on our own faith and the destiny that each of us is called to follow. But first, share this video with someone you love. Our greatest mission as believers is to bring the Lord's Word to as many people as possible. So make sure to send it to that WhatsApp group or even Facebook. Surely, you will not only be blessing your life, but also the lives of your loved ones. And if you like knowing all these details about how the lives of these important people who wrote our history really were, comment below, I want more. So I know if you really enjoy the videos, and so I can bring new, complete, and detailed studies. Now, without further ado, let's continue with the main theme. In Ur of the Chaldees, a city where the prosperity of Mesopotamia reached the sky with its cures, Abraham lived a life marked by polytheistic rituals and the seasons that followed one another. But one night, a voice awoke him. Not an audible voice, but an overwhelming presence that filled his spirit with awe and reverent fear. "Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee," Genesis 12:1. These words would forever change his destiny. Abraham could have ignored the call, remaining in the comfort of his home, where the predictability of life offered security. However, the promise of being the father of a great nation intrigued and challenged him enough to leave behind everything he knew. This was the first step of a faith that would be written in the annals of history. Obedience to this voice implied not just a geographical change, but a profound internal transformation. With each step he took toward the unknown, Abraham sealed his commitment to this divine calling. As he set out, he took not only his family and possessions, but also a promise as heavy and luminous as the gold of Mesopotamia. "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." Genesis 12:2. It was a future forged in faith and the word of a God he was just beginning to know. Each morning as he awoke in his tent, Abraham faced the mystery and magnitude of his calling. How could one man become the seed of a multitude? With each new dawn, the promise intertwined with his faith. This was the beginning of a journey that would demonstrate that faith, even the smallest, can move mountains and transcend generations. When Abraham left Ur, he carried more than his belongings. He carried a divine promise, "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." Genesis 12:2. This promise was not just of prosperity, but also of a transcendent impact on all humanity. On the starry nights of the desert, Abraham contemplated the sky, wondering how such a promise could be fulfilled through him, a mere mortal. The magnitude of the divine promise presented a formidable challenge, as Abraham and his wife Sarai had no children. The idea of becoming the progenitor of a great nation seemed distant and unlikely. Yet, Abraham's faith in God's words kept him steadfast, believing against all hope. This faith would be repeatedly tested, shaping the character of a man destined to be called a friend of God. God's commitment to Abraham extended beyond personal blessings, implying a universal blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Genesis 12:3. This part of the promise highlighted Abraham's role as a channel of divine grace for the world. With each step he took on his journey, Abraham clung to this promise, although circumstances often seemed contradictory. His heart harbored the certainty that what God had said, God would do. This promise not only guided his path, but also illuminated the deeper purpose of his life. To be part of a divine plan much greater than anything he could have imagined. The decision to leave Mesopotamia was not easy for Abraham. Leaving his home meant abandoning security, status, and the familiar. Yet guided by the divine promise, he took the necessary steps, gathered his family, and set out for the unknown. This act of obedience is a powerful testimony to his faith and determination, elements that would become the cornerstones of his legacy. Traveling in those times involved facing considerable risks, bandits, wild animals, and the uncertainty of resources. Each day of travel was a mix of faith and practical prudence, managing what they had and trusting that they would find the necessary means to move forward. This balance between providence and preparation is a recurring theme in the lives of the patriarchs. As Abraham left Ur, he was not just leaving a city, but an entire way of life. In Mesopotamia, he was a respected citizen, possibly a man of considerable wealth and position. Obedience to God's call meant that he valued the divine promise more than his comfort and social status. This sacrifice underlines the depth of his commitment to following God's plan. Abraham's journey out of Mesopotamia marks the beginning of a series of displacements that would define his life. It was not just a geographical change, but also a spiritual one. Each step toward Canaan was a step toward fulfilling the divine promise, and each night on the road reinforced his identity, not as a Chaldean, but as the bearer of a divine blessing. Upon arriving in Canaan, Abraham found a land that was both promising and challenging. The diversity of its landscapes and the richness of its resources contrasted with the presence of established, often hostile communities. This was the place God had promised, a place where he and his descendants would flourish. In Canaan, Abraham built his first altar to God in Shechem, a symbolic act of dedication and gratitude. This altar represented not just his moment, but also his ongoing dependence on God in this new land. Each stone placed was a testimony to his faith, a physical reminder of the divine promise that had brought him there. My brothers, we are living the last days on this earth. I want to emphasize that all prophecies are being fulfilled and the end times are approaching. I ask you now, if today were the day of the rapture of the church, would you be prepared? I have decided to release to you my digital book, Paths of Revelation, Deciphering the Bible Completely. It is exclusive to our channel and has already helped thousands of people around the world prepare for this great day. Dive right now into the depths of God's Word and prepare for this great day by downloading this material that enriches your spiritual life. Do not waste time. Click on the link available in the first pinned comment and download it immediately. Units are limited, so it is crucial to act now to ensure access to this powerful material. Do it now, before the units run out. Life in Canaan required adaptation. Abraham and his family had to learn to coexist with the Canaanites, negotiating access to resources like water and pasture for their flocks. These early days were crucial for establishing their presence in the region, demonstrating both their ability to coexist peacefully and their resilience. This initial period in Canaan was also a time of personal growth for Abraham. Each interaction, each challenge faced, and each solution found prepared him for future tests of faith. Canaan was not just a land of promise, but also a crucible where his character and faith would be refined and strengthened. After Shechem, Abraham traveled to Bethel, where he built another altar. This place would become a recurring point in his life, a location he returned to in times of need and reflection. The altar at Bethel symbolized his ongoing and growing relationship with God, marking each visit with a renewal of faith and commitment. In Bethel, Abraham called on the name of the Lord, an act of worship and dependence. By doing so publicly, he declared his loyalty to God before local communities and members of his own family. This act not only strengthened his own faith, but also served as a powerful testimony to others about the faithfulness of God. Abraham's commitment to building altars reflected his desire to establish meeting points with God throughout the land he traveled. Each altar was a reminder of God's promise and a testimony to his own dedication to following the path God had laid out for him, regardless of the trials or challenges he faced. The significance of Bethel would be reaffirmed throughout Abraham's life, becoming a symbol of his spiritual journey. Each return to Bethel allowed Abraham not only to review his physical progress through the land, but also his spiritual growth. These moments of reflection were essential for recalibrating his mission and reaffirming his faith in the promises that still awaited fulfillment. The arrival in Canaan brought with it an unexpected trial. A severe famine struck the land, testing Abraham's faith and resilience. This challenge was not just a crisis of resources, but a spiritual trial. How could he remain faithful to God's promise in a land that seemed to deny the possibility of sustenance and prosperity? Abraham faced the famine with resolve, but also with uncertainty. The scarcity of food threatened not only his survival, but also the integrity of his family. In this context, faith in God's promises became his refuge and guide. This famine was an obstacle in his path, but also an opportunity to demonstrate his trust in God. In response to the famine, Abraham made the difficult decision to descend to Egypt, seeking temporary refuge in a land known for its abundance. This strategic move was risky, as Egypt was a place of foreign customs and gods. However, the need to protect his family and ensure their survival prevailed over the potential risks. The decision to go to Egypt revealed an important facet of Abraham's faith, the willingness to take practical steps while trusting in divine providence. Although the famine challenged his hope in the promise of a fertile land, Abraham demonstrated that active faith often requires action, not just prayer and waiting. This balance between faith and action would be a constant in his life. The journey to Egypt became a period of tension and learning for Abraham and his family. Upon entering a foreign land, Abraham faced new cultural and social challenges. His arrival in Egypt was not just an escape from famine, but also a test of his ability to adapt and thrive in difficult circumstances. In Egypt, Abraham found himself amid an advanced and complex culture. The opulence of the Nile starkly contrasted with the aridity of Canaan during the famine. This contrast not only highlighted the physical differences between the two regions, but also tested Abraham's ability to maintain his values and faith in a completely different environment. The stay in Egypt exposed Abraham and his family to potentially corrupting influences. The temptation to adopt local practices and deviate from his spiritual path was high. However, Abraham's integrity and astuteness manifested when he had to protect his family, especially Sarai, whose beauty attracted the attention of Pharaoh. The experience in Egypt served as a crucible for Abraham. Although he was physically far from the promised land, his faith in God's promises was refined and strengthened. This period was not just about physical survival, but also about spiritual strengthening, preparing him for future challenges and reaffirming his commitment to the path God had laid out for him. The situation in Egypt reached a critical point when Sarai was taken to Pharaoh's palace due to Abraham's false declaration that she was his sister. This moment of crisis highlighted the vulnerability of Abraham and his family, as well as the divine protection that covered them. Despite his mistake, God intervened to protect Sarai, sending plagues to Pharaoh's household to reveal the truth. Pharaoh, realizing the deceit, confronted Abraham, who had to face the consequences of his decisions. This encounter was not just a humiliation for Abraham, but also a vital lesson on the importance of honesty and trust in divine protection. Despite his failures, God's mercy was evident, safeguarding Sarai and keeping the promise intact. The divine protection in Egypt reaffirmed for Abraham that even in foreign lands and under adverse circumstances, he was not alone. God was actively involved in his life, guiding and protecting his family. This recognition strengthened his faith and prepared him for future challenges, knowing he could trust in God to fulfill his promises. The exit from Egypt was a moment of catharsis for Abraham and his family. They returned to Canaan not only with greater material wealth, but also with a deeper understanding of their relationship with God. This experience taught them the importance of divine dependence and marked a turning point in their journey of faith, consolidating their trust in God's promises. After the tumultuous stay in Egypt, the return to Canaan was a relief and a reaffirmation of the divine promise. Upon returning to the land God had designated, Abraham felt renewed in his mission and his faith. Canaan was not just a geographical destination, but the setting where God's promises would unfold. In Canaan, Abraham reconnected with the altars he had built previously, places where he had invoked the name of God. These altars were not just piles of stones, but monuments of his journey of faith, physical reminders of his commitment to God. Revisiting these altars, Abraham renewed his faith and commitment to the vision God had given him. This return was also crucial in establishing Abraham as a respected and prosperous leader in the region. With the wealth accumulated in Egypt, he was able to secure his place among the local tribes and expand his influence. However, the true wealth of Abraham was not in his possessions, but in the divine promise that guided and protected him. The reaffirmation of the promise in Canaan set the stage for new challenges and opportunities. With each experience, Abraham's faith in God's promises deepened, knowing that, despite the obstacles, he was on the path God had laid out for him, a path that would eventually lead to the foundation of a great nation. Living with Lot, Abraham's nephew, presented both opportunities and challenges. Both had grown in wealth and the size of their flocks, which eventually led to conflicts between their shepherds. The land they shared was no longer sufficient to sustain both groups, testing the harmony and family cooperation. Abraham, seeking to avoid conflict and preserve family peace, took the initiative to speak with Lot. He proposed that they choose different directions to avoid disputes. "If you choose the left, I will go to the right. If you choose the right, I will go to the left." Genesis 13:9. This act not only demonstrated Abraham's generosity and detachment, but also his commitment to peace and the common good. Lot chose the plains of Jordan, fertile and well-irrigated land, while Abraham remained in the hills of Canaan. This separation, although painful, allowed both to prosper in their respective territories. However, Lot's choice also brought him closer to Sodom and Gomorrah, whose inhabitants were known for their wickedness, which would have future consequences. The solution to the conflict with Lot reflects once again the deep faith of Abraham and God's promises. He was willing to give up the best land, trusting that God would provide and fulfill his promise to make him a great nation. This attitude of faith and detachment stood out as an example of how to deal with the challenges of coexistence and competition for limited resources. Lot, faced with the decision to choose his own territory, opted for the fertile plains of the Jordan, attracted by their abundance and beauty, reminiscent of the Garden of Eden or the rich lands of Egypt. This choice, although beneficial in agricultural terms, placed him near Sodom and Gomorrah, cities known for their moral depravity. Lot's decision highlighted a preference for material well-being over spiritual and ethical considerations. Abraham, on the other hand, remained in the highlands of Canaan, maintaining his commitment to God's promise. Although the hills were not as rich as the plains of the Jordan, Abraham trusted in divine provision. His choice reflected a focus on obedience and faith, rather than immediate greed. This attitude strengthened his position as a spiritual leader and patriarch of a future nation blessed by God. The separation between Abraham and Lot was more than a physical division. It symbolized two distinct approaches to life and faith. While Lot settled among cities of dubious reputation, Abraham continued his life of pilgrimage, depending on God's guidance and provision. This divergence would deeply mark their futures and those of their descendants, teaching valuable lessons about the consequences of decisions based on human vision instead of divine vision. After Lot's departure, God reaffirmed his promise to Abraham, telling him to lift up his eyes and look in all directions from where he was, for all the land he saw would be given to him and his descendants forever. This renewal of the promise was a powerful reminder that, although Abraham had renounced the best part of the land, his obedience would be rewarded with a much greater and lasting inheritance. In the plains of Mamre, near Hebron, Abraham established his camp and built another altar to God. This place would become a significant site in Abraham's life, a meeting point with God and divine revelations. Here, in the tranquility of Mamre, Abraham found comfort and strength in his relationship with God, and it was here where his faith would be again fortified by the divine word. During his stay in Mamre, God appeared to Abraham in a vision, reiterating the promise of descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky. Despite the advanced ages of Abraham and Sarai, God assured that they would have their own son. This announcement challenged all human logic, but served to deepen Abraham's dependence on God's sovereignty and power. The renewal of the promise in Mamre not only reaffirmed God's commitment to Abraham, but also prepared him for the events that would follow. This moment strengthened Abraham's resolve to continue walking in obedience and expectation, knowing that each of God's promises, no matter how unlikely it seemed, would be fulfilled in its time. Mamre became a testimony to Abraham's unwavering faith in God's promises. This period also allowed Abraham to consolidate his leadership over his clan and strengthen alliances with local groups, such as the Amorites. These alliances were vital for the protection and prosperity of his growing community. Thus, Mamre was not just a place of spiritual promises, but also a center of social and political activity for Abraham and his family. Abraham's faith was uniquely tested. On a hot day, when three mysterious visitors arrived at his tent in Mamre, immediately Abraham showed exceptional hospitality, rushing to welcome them and offering them rest and food. This act of generosity would become a divine encounter that would confirm God's promise and alter the course of Abraham's history. Abraham served his visitors with the best hospitality, preparing a generous meal and caring for their well-being. During the meal, one of the visitors, revealed as the Lord, reaffirmed that Sarai would have a son the following year. This promise, given in such an ordinary context as a meal under the trees, underlined that acts of faith in everyday life could have heavenly consequences. The conversation that followed revealed the depth of Abraham's relationship with God. The Lord decided not to hide from Abraham his plans for Sodom and Gomorrah, showing a unique trust and closeness. This dialogue not only implicated Abraham in divine acts, but also allowed him to participate intercessorily, highlighting his role as a friend of God. This event not only reinforced Abraham's faith in future promises, but also positioned him as a key intermediary between God and humanity. The visit of the angels not only prefigured the birth of Isaac, but also established Abraham as a man whose righteousness and compassion would influence the fate of entire cities, demonstrating that his faith had not only personal but also universal implications. The confirmation of Isaac's birth during the visit of the three angels was a turning point in the lives of Abraham and Sarai. Despite their advanced age, the promise of their own son was reaffirmed, challenging all doubt and human logic. Sarai, upon hearing the promise, laughed incredulously, a gesture that reflected both human skepticism and surprise at divine grace. Sarai's laughter at the promise was addressed by God, who asked, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" Genesis 18:14. This question not only challenged Sarai's faith, but also affirmed God's unlimited power. Through this interaction, Sarai learned that faith in God's promises must overcome any doubt, for what is impossible for man is possible for God. The announcement of Isaac's birth symbolized the continuity of the promise made to Abraham and the beginning of a great nation. Isaac would represent not only the fulfillment of a long-awaited dream, but also the fulfillment of a divine covenant that would extend beyond their lives, reaching future generations. The importance of this moment was highlighted even more by the context in which it occurred, shortly before the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. This taught that, while God judged wickedness, He also showed faithfulness and generosity to those who walked in faith. The promise of Isaac was a ray of hope and a reminder that God's mercy manifests even in times of judgment. After the announcement of Isaac's birth, the conversation between Abraham and the angels took a darker turn, revealing the impending judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah. Aware of the imminent disaster, Abraham approached God with a sense of justice and compassion, asking whether He would destroy the righteous along with the wicked. This dialogue highlighted Abraham's courage in interceding for the innocents, even in cities known for their depravity. Abraham, moved by concern for his nephew Lot and possible righteous individuals in Sodom, negotiated with God, reducing the number needed to avert destruction from 50 righteous individuals to just 10. This act of intercession not only demonstrated his compassion, but also showed his understanding of God's character, just yet incredibly merciful. The interaction between Abraham and God in this episode is crucial, as it illustrates the role of man in dialogue with the divine. Abraham did not merely accept God's will passively. He participated actively, showing that faith implies a dynamic and dialogic relationship with the Creator. This interaction underlines the idea that the righteous can influence the course of human events through prayer and intercession. Although the 10 righteous individuals were not found, God's willingness to listen to and consider Abraham's intercession established an important precedent. Divine justice is always balanced with mercy. The narrative not only highlights the gravity of sin in Sodom and Gomorrah, but also the importance of compassionate justice, a theme that would resonate through the law and prophets in the Hebrew tradition. The depravity of Sodom and Gomorrah reached a level that not only provoked God's wrath, but also sealed their fate. These cities, known for their immorality and violence, became symbols of how corruption can completely corrupt a society. The divine decision to destroy these cities was not impulsive, but a response to a long period of unrepentant wickedness. Abraham, although he had interceded for them, would soon witness the severity of divine justice. On the eve of destruction, the tension in Sodom was palpable. The angels, sent to the city to execute God's judgment, were welcomed by Lot, who showed a hospitality that starkly contrasted with the hostility of his neighbors. The aggression of Sodom's inhabitants against these divine visitors demonstrated the depth of their depravity, thus precipitating their downfall. This incident underscored the gravity of their sin and the inevitability of their judgment. At dawn, while the cities were still shrouded in shadows, divine wrath manifested. Rains of fire and sulfur fell upon Sodom and Gomorrah, a spectacle of destruction that almost completely erased the existence of these cities from the face of the earth. This catastrophe served not only as punishment for the wicked inhabitants, but also as a clear warning to future generations about the consequences of rampant sin. From the nearby hills, Abraham watched the dense column of smoke rising from where the cities once stood. Although his heart was afflicted by the loss of lives, he knew that this destruction was necessary to preserve divine justice on earth. The desolation of Sodom and Gomorrah remained as an eternal testimony to the holiness of God and His firm stance against wickedness. In the face of impending destruction, the angels urged Lot to flee with his family without looking back, underlining the urgency and gravity of the situation. Lot, stunned and hesitant, was practically dragged out of the city by the angels, who showed mercy by saving him along with his wife and daughters. This action highlighted not only the gravity of divine judgment, but also God's compassion for those endangered by others' wickedness. Lot's and his family's escape was dramatic and fraught with tension. Despite clear instructions not to look back, Lot's wife succumbed to curiosity, or perhaps nostalgia, turning into a pillar of salt. This tragic fate underscored the importance of complete obedience to God, especially in times of crisis. Lot and his daughters eventually found refuge in a cave, far from the destroyed cities. This retreat represented not just a physical escape from destruction, but also an emotional and spiritual distancing from a corrupt society. Despite the traumatic circumstances, Lot's preservation confirmed God's ability to save the righteous even amid the severest judgment. The legacy of Lot and his daughters, although marked by questionable decisions and complicated consequences, continued to be part of God's broader plan. Even in his mercy, God allowed Lot's descendants to play a role in future history, demonstrating that redemption and restoration are possible even for those emerging from deeply damaged contexts. After the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, God reaffirmed his promise to Abraham, an action that served as comfort and a reminder of the continuity of the covenant between them. This reaffirmation helped to refocus Abraham's attention on future promises and the mission God had for him. Despite the judgment and destruction he had witnessed, God's vision for a blessed nation through Abraham remained intact. This reaffirmation also reinforced the idea that God's justice, although sometimes severe, is always framed within his fidelity to his promises. Abraham, as the recipient of these promises, was strengthened in his faith and his commitment to God. The continuity of the promise ensured that Abraham's descendants would become a source of blessing for all nations, a direct contrast to the curse that had befallen Sodom and Gomorrah. The dialogue between God and Abraham after the destruction underscored the unique relationship they shared, a relationship based on mutual trust and open communication. Through this interaction, Abraham not only understood God's ways more deeply, but also prepared for the challenges and blessings his descendants would face. Finally, this reaffirmation served as a bridge to significant future events in Abraham's life, including the birth of Isaac. By assuring Abraham that his promises would be fulfilled, despite regional cataclysms, God was laying the groundwork for the fulfillment of his redemptive plan for humanity, which would extend well beyond Abraham's life. After the destruction of Sodom and the reaffirmation of the divine promise, Abraham found himself in another complex situation when he moved to Gerar. There, fearing for his life because of Sarah's beauty, Abraham again claimed that she was his sister, not his wife. This deception jeopardized Sarah's integrity and led Abimelech, the king of Gerar, to take her into his household, although without consummating the relationship. Divine intervention was swift and decisive. God appeared to Abimelech in a dream, warning him of the grave mistake he was about to make. This event highlighted God's ongoing protection for Sarah and her marriage to Abraham, underscoring the importance of purity and honesty in relationships. Brothers and sisters, we are living the last days on this earth. I want to emphasize that all prophecies are being fulfilled and the end times are approaching. I ask now, if today were the day of the rapture of the church, would you be prepared? I have decided to release my digital book, Paths of Revelation, deciphering the Bible completely to you. It is exclusive to our channel and has already helped thousands of people around the world prepare for this great day. Dive right now into the depths of God's Word and get ready for this great day by downloading this material that will enrich your spiritual life. Do not waste time. Click on the link available in the first pinned comment and download it immediately. Units are limited, so it is crucial to act now to ensure access to this powerful material. Do this now, before the units run out. Abimelech's response, marked by fear and readiness to correct his mistake, showed his respect for God and his desire to act justly. This crisis revealed Abraham's human weaknesses and the inherent tensions of living a life of faith in a fallible world. However, it also showed how God could use these situations to teach valuable lessons and preserve His divine plan. Through this experience, both Abraham and Abimelech learned more about the sovereignty and mercy of God. The resolution of this crisis with Abimelech not only restored Sarah's integrity, but also strengthened Abraham's position in the region. At the end of the encounter, Abimelech compensated Abraham and Sarah generously, which not only restored their honor, but also demonstrated God's provision and blessing for those who are faithful to Him. This incident, therefore, set the stage for the next major event in their lives, the birth of Isaac. The arrival of Isaac represented the climax of the promises made to Abraham and Sarah, a miracle that defied all natural expectations. Despite their advanced ages, God's faithfulness manifested in the birth of a son who would symbolize the continuity of the divine covenant and the beginning of a great nation. This event not only confirmed God's promises, but also reinforced the power of faith and hope. The birth of Isaac was a moment of great joy and celebration for Abraham and Sarah. Sarah, in particular, expressed her astonishment and gratitude. "God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me." Genesis 21:6. This statement reflected not just her personal joy, but also the miraculous nature of her experience, which would become a story of faith and blessing for future generations. Isaac, whose name means "he laughs," was a constant reminder of the joy and surprise that accompany faith. His life marked the fulfillment of God's specific promises to Abraham and Sarah, and established a new chapter in the history of the Hebrew people. With his birth, the stars in the sky and the sand on the beach mentioned by God when describing Abraham's descendants began to take concrete form. The arrival of Isaac also strengthened Abraham and Sarah's faith, preparing them for future challenges and reaffirming their role in the divine plan. Through Isaac, Abraham would see the beginning of a multitude of nations and the materialization of a faith that had been tested but never broken. This event not only celebrated a birth, but also the perpetuation of a legacy of faith that would influence the world in ways they could scarcely imagine. The weaning of Isaac was a moment of great celebration for Abraham and Sarah, marking not just a milestone in the boy's life, but also the continuous fulfillment of God's promises. Abraham organized a large feast to commemorate this event, inviting friends and family to share in their joy. This feast was not just a celebration of growth and life, but also a public act of thanksgiving to God for His faithfulness. However, the celebration also brought to light latent family tensions. During the feast, Sarah observed Ishmael, the son Abraham had with Hagar, mocking Isaac. This behavior provoked Sarah's anger, who saw in Ishmael a threat to Isaac's future as the heir to God's promises. The rivalry between the brothers reflected deeper conflicts over inheritance and destiny. Determined to secure Isaac's position, Sarah urged Abraham to expel Hagar and Ishmael. This decision put Abraham in an extremely difficult position, as Ishmael was also his son. Sarah's decision, though harsh, was motivated by the desire to protect the line of the divine promise that was to continue through Isaac, in accordance with God's earlier words. After a night of anguish and prayer, Abraham received God's confirmation to proceed with the difficult decision. God assured Abraham that although Isaac was the bearer of the promise, Ishmael would also be blessed and become a great nation, because he was also Abraham's descendant. With this divine consolation, Abraham made the difficult decision to send away Hagar and Ishmael, trusting in God's provision and guidance for both lineages. At dawn, Abraham prepared provisions and water for Hagar and Ishmael and painfully sent them into the wilderness. This act was one of the most distressing moments in Abraham's life, filled with conflicting emotions about duty, justice, and paternal love. The separation not only affected the individuals involved, but also had broader implications for faith and obedience to divine commands. Hagar and Ishmael, now alone and vulnerable, wandered through the wilderness of Beersheba, Hagar's despair grew as the water ran out and her son's life hung by a thread. In her deepest desperation, Hagar placed Ishmael under a bush and walked away, unable to bear watching what she believed would be her son's death. This moment of intense desolation underscores the raw reality of human trials and the fragility of our existence. However, in the midst of her desperation, God's mercy manifested. God heard Ishmael's cry and sent an angel to comfort Hagar, showing her a spring of water that would save their lives. This miracle not only ensured their survival, but also reaffirmed God's promise to Abraham that Ishmael would also be the father of a great nation. The divine intervention at this critical moment illustrates how God's compassion reaches even in the most desperate circumstances. Ishmael's legacy, although separate from the main line of the promise through Isaac, would continue with God's blessing. Ishmael eventually became the progenitor of many nomadic tribes of the desert, fulfilling God's word that he too would be the father of a great nation. This story underscores God's fidelity to his words and his inclusive care, which transcends human divisions and encompasses all of humanity. Despite his difficult start, Ishmael grew up under divine protection in the desert, becoming a skilled archer and surviving in a hostile environment. This stage of his life illustrates how the skills needed to face adversities can be developed through direct experience with challenges. Ishmael's story is a testament to resilience and adaptability, essential qualities for his survival and success. Hagar, who had been part of Abraham's family, used her knowledge and skills to guide her son in a challenging environment. Her influence as a mother and independent woman deeply marked Ishmael, preparing him for future responsibilities as a leader of his own people. This mother-son relationship was not only vital for his personal development, but also forged the foundations of his future as a nation. Over time, Ishmael married an Egyptian woman, signifying the integration of different cultures and the expansion of his descendants across the region. This marriage symbolized the fusion of traditions and the beginning of a new lineage that would extend for generations. Through Ishmael, God's promise to bless all the nations of the world found another avenue of fulfillment, demonstrating that God's ways are manifold and surprising. Ishmael's story is also a narrative about redemption and God's mercy, which is not limited by the circumstances of birth or the decisions of parents. His life demonstrates that, regardless of our origin or the difficulties we face, there is the potential for blessing and success. God continues to sustain Ishmael, ensuring that his descendants would also fulfill a significant purpose in the grand divine design. The journey of Abraham to Mount Moriah represents one of the most dramatic and defining episodes of his life. God tested Abraham's faith in an almost unimaginable way, asking him to sacrifice his son Isaac, the child of the promise. This divine mandate not only tested Abraham's obedience, but also explored the depth of his faith and his trust in God's promises. With a heavy heart but unwavering obedience, Abraham prepared everything needed for the sacrifice and traveled to Mount Moriah with Isaac. During the journey, Isaac, unaware of the true purpose behind their trip, asked about the lamb for the sacrifice, to which Abraham responded that God would provide the lamb. This interaction underscores Abraham's deep faith in God's provision and wisdom, even in the most distressing circumstances. Upon reaching the designated spot, Abraham built an altar, arranged the wood, and bound Isaac, preparing to fulfill God's command. At the supreme moment of anguish and obedience, as Abraham raised his hand to sacrifice his son, an angel of the Lord stopped him. This critical moment demonstrated that the test was about Abraham's faith and obedience, not about Isaac's sacrifice. The divine intervention on Mount Moriah reaffirmed God's commitment to life and the promise. God not only stopped Abraham in time, but also provided a ram as a sacrifice in place of Isaac. This outcome not only saved Isaac's life, but also reiterated that God values obedience and life. The provision of the ram as a substitute sacrifice on Mount Moriah is one of the most powerful and prophetic images of the Old Testament. This act not only prevented Abraham from sacrificing his own son, but also prefigured future expiatory sacrifices within the Jewish tradition and ultimately in the Christian faith. The ram offered by God as a substitute for Isaac symbolically points to the definitive sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. In Christianity, the figure of Isaac is often interpreted as a prefiguration of Christ, while the ram represents the expiatory sacrifice that Jesus would offer for humanity. Just as the ram was sacrificed in place of Isaac, Jesus Christ offered himself as a sacrifice for the sins of humanity, fulfilling divine justice and reconciling humanity with God. The divine intervention on Mount Moriah not only revealed God's merciful and provident nature, but also anticipated the redemptive plan that would be fulfilled in Christ. This act of substitution not only saved Isaac at that specific moment, but also pointed to the definitive sacrifice that would redeem all of humanity. Thus, the episode on Mount Moriah becomes a crucial point in the history of Abrahamic faith and establishes an important theological standard that would develop throughout the Bible, culminating in the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. The divine intervention in the form of a substitute sacrifice not only saved Isaac, but also prepared the way for the ultimate salvation that would come through Jesus Christ. After the dramatic event on Mount Moriah, Abraham's life continued, but now with even deeper faith and a more intimate relationship with God. The supreme test had passed, and Abraham had demonstrated a faith willing to sacrifice everything to obey God. This experience not only strengthened Abraham, but also served as a legacy of faith for his descendants. Isaac, having been at the center of this test, grew up with a clear understanding of God's faithfulness and the importance of obedience. The experience on Mount Moriah became a foundation for his own faith and leadership, paving the way for future generations. The story of his near sacrifice would be narrated and remembered, instilling in his family the importance of trusting in God, even in the most difficult trials. The return home after Mount Moriah was a transition to a more stable, but no less purposeful life. Abraham continued living in Canaan, guiding his family and clan with the wisdom and faith accumulated through years of divine experiences. His leadership was based not only on his position, but on the respect earned through his unwavering faith and his constant obedience to God. Abraham's influence extended beyond his immediate family. His story and the lessons learned through his life became pillars of the tradition and faith of the Hebrew people. The events on Mount Moriah and God's promises intertwined in the narrative of a people who saw in Abraham not just a patriarch, but a model of faith and obedience that defined their identity and their relationship with God. Sarah, Abraham's faithful wife and mother of Isaac, lived to the age of 127. Her life, marked by challenges and trials, left an indelible mark on the history of her family and the Hebrew tradition. Her death in Hebron was a significant event that brought deep sorrow to Abraham, who had shared countless experiences of faith and divine miracles with her. Sarah's death led Abraham to seek a suitable place for her burial. Determined to secure a permanent location for his wife, Abraham purchased the cave of Machpelah in Hebron from the Hittites, thus establishing the first piece of land in Canaan that would permanently belong to his family. This act was not just a demonstration of respect and love for Sarah, but also a statement of his trust in God's promises about the Promised Land. The acquisition of the cave of Machpelah was a significant moment that symbolized the transition from a life of pilgrimage to one of establishment and permanence. This place would become the family tomb of the patriarchs, a sacred site that would serve as a tangible reminder of God's promises and the faith of Abraham and his family. This act of purchase was not just a practical arrangement, but an affirmation of the future inheritance that God had promised. The life and death of Sarah also offered lessons on patience, faith, and waiting on God's promises. Her initial laughter of disbelief turned into laughter of joy with the birth of Isaac, reflecting how divine promises can surprise us and exceed our expectations. Sarah left a legacy of hope and faith, demonstrating that God's faithfulness always comes to fruition, even when times of waiting seem endless. The purchase of the cave of Machpelah marked a pivotal point in the history of Abraham and his family. This act of acquiring a burial place in Canaan not only secured a place to bury Sarah, but also symbolized Abraham's faith in God's promise about the land. It was a testimony to his belief that his descendants would inhabit the land God had promised them. The transaction for the purchase of the burial site was conducted in a formal and public manner, with witnesses present, which ensured the legitimacy of the property. Abraham paid the full price to Ephron the Hittite, ensuring that the cave and the surrounding field were his. This legally binding act established a lasting inheritance for his descendants and underscored the importance of the land and the divine promise. Machpelah became the first permanent territory in Canaan owned by Abraham and his family, a symbol of God's promise that was being fulfilled little by little. This cave was not only the final resting place for Sarah, but also became the burial site for Abraham, Isaac, Rebekah, Leah, and Jacob. Each burial at Machpelah reaffirmed the continuity of the divine promise through the generations. The cave of Machpelah, therefore, became a place of memory and veneration, a physical reminder of God's faithfulness to his promises. This sacred site symbolized the unbreakable connection between God and Abraham's people, a place where faith, history, and promise intertwined. Machpelah was not just a tomb, but a testament to the hope and faith that sustained the patriarchs and would continue to inspire their descendants. After Sarah's death, Abraham found comfort and companionship in Keturah, with whom he had more children. This new family further expanded Abraham's lineage, fulfilling God's promise to make him the father of many nations. The children of Keturah, although not part of the main line of promise through Isaac, also played important roles in the expansion of tribes and peoples. Keturah gave Abraham 6 sons, Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shuah. Each of these sons became the progenitor of different groups and tribes, extending Abraham's influence beyond the borders of Canaan. This expansion fulfilled God's promise that Abraham's descendants would be numerous and spread throughout the land. Although the children of Keturah were not the direct heirs of the divine promise, Abraham made sure to provide for them, sending them east with gifts before his death. This action showed Abraham's justice and care for all his children, ensuring that each had the opportunity to establish and prosper. By doing so, Abraham balanced his role as a father and his responsibility to God's promise. Life with Keturah and her children also reflected Abraham's continued commitment to faith and family. Despite his advanced age, Abraham continued to trust in God's promises and work to see them fulfilled in his life and the lives of his descendants. The family of Keturah, although not central in the biblical narrative like Isaac, demonstrated the breadth and inclusivity of the divine blessing promised to Abraham. God's promise to Abraham that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore began to visibly materialize through his children and grandchildren. Isaac, as the main heir of the promise, would be the father of Jacob, who in turn would be the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. Each step in this genealogy fulfilled God's words and expanded Abraham's influence. Ishmael, though separated from the main line of promise, was also blessed with a large progeny, becoming the progenitor of 12 princes who formed tribes that spread throughout the desert region. God's promise to Hagar that Ishmael would be a great nation was fulfilled, underscoring God's faithfulness to his promises, even outside the main line through Isaac. The children of Keturah also contributed to the expansion of Abraham's lineage. Tribe after tribe, nations arose from these descendants, each carrying a part of Abraham's legacy. This exponential growth reflected the divine promise of multiplication and blessing, which was not limited to a single child, but encompassed all of Abraham's offspring. The extension of the promise through Abraham's descendants shows the magnitude of God's covenant. Each generation witnessed divine faithfulness as Abraham's progeny became a vast network of nations and tribes, each playing a role in the history of humanity and demonstrating that God's promise knows no bounds and extends through time and space. Abraham lived to the age of 175, a life full of challenges, trials, and blessings. His later years were a testament to God's grace and faithfulness. Despite the difficulties he faced throughout his life, Abraham died satisfied, knowing that he had fulfilled his part in the divine plan. His life, marked by obedience and faith, left a lasting legacy for his descendants. Before his death, Abraham took steps to ensure the continuation of his legacy. He blessed Isaac and left him all his possessions, ensuring that the line of the promise remained intact. This action reflected his deep understanding of God's plan and his commitment to follow it faithfully until the end. Abraham's blessing to Isaac set a precedent for future generations regarding the transfer of the divine promise. Abraham's death was a significant event that brought his sons, Isaac and Ishmael, together, who joined forces to bury him in the cave of Machpelah next to Sarah. This act of unity reflected the respect and love his sons had for him, despite the divisions that had arisen. The cave of Machpelah became consolidated as the final resting place for the patriarchs, a symbol of the inheritance and faith of Abraham. Abraham's life continues to inspire through the centuries. His faith, his willingness to follow God, regardless of the circumstances, and his commitment to the divine plan are eternal lessons. Abraham was not just the father of a great nation, but also a model of faith and obedience that continues to guide and inspire millions on their spiritual journey. His story is a constant reminder of God's faithfulness and the importance of unwavering faith. Abraham's death brought with it an opportunity for reconciliation and unity among his sons, Isaac and Ishmael. Despite their divergent paths and family tensions, both came together to honor their father's memory and give him a dignified burial. This act of unity reflected the respect and love both had for Abraham, overcoming any past difference or conflict. The burial of Abraham in the cave of Machpelah, alongside Sarah, was a solemn and significant event. Isaac and Ishmael, despite their differences and distances, worked together to perform their father's funeral rites. This moment of cooperation underscored the importance of family and inheritance, showing that in times of loss, family connections can prevail over divisions. The reunion of Isaac and Ishmael also testified to Abraham's influence in their lives. Despite the challenges and separations, both brothers recognized the greatness of their father and the importance of his legacy. This act of unity at Abraham's burial was a moment of reconciliation that, although temporary, left a lasting impression on the importance of family and faith. Finally, Abraham's burial marked the closing of an important chapter in biblical history and the beginning of new stages for his descendants. Isaac would continue the line of promise, while Ishmael would also become a great nation in his own right. The life and death of Abraham not only affected his immediate children, but also established a standard of faith, obedience, and reconciliation that would continue to inspire future generations. Abraham's legacy is not limited to his lifetime and immediate descendants. It has extended over the centuries, influencing millions through Jewish, Christian, and Islamic traditions. Each of these religions reveres Abraham as a patriarch and a model of faith, highlighting his importance not just as a historical figure, but as an eternal example of obedience and trust in God. God's promise to Abraham to be the father of many nations was fulfilled in ways Abraham could never have imagined. His offspring became a multitude, not just in biological terms, but also spiritually. Those who follow Abraham's faith, regardless of their lineage, consider themselves his spiritual children, a testament to God's promise to bless all nations through him. The impact of Abraham is seen in how his story has been told and retold over the millennia. His life, his trials, and his faith have been a source of inspiration and teaching for countless generations. Abraham's story is one that resonates with humanity, reminding us that faith and obedience to God can overcome any obstacle and that God's promises are true and secure. The perpetuity of Abraham's legacy is reflected in the life of each person who finds hope and direction in his story. From prayers in homes to teachings in synagogues, churches, and mosques, Abraham's influence remains alive. His life remains a beacon of faith and a constant reminder that God is faithful to his promises, guiding and blessing those who trust in him.